This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pryde.
Judge Peter Cahill, presiding over the Derek Chauvin trial, speaks out against the inflammatory remarks made by Representative Maxine Waters, the Democrat from California, over the weekend.
I'll give you that Congresswoman Waters may have given you something on appeal that may result in this whole trial being overturned. I wish elected officials would stop talking about this case, especially in a manner that is disrespectful to the rule of law.
The trial is now in the hands of the jury and will continue deliberations Tuesday. Walter Mondale, the former vice president under Jimmy Carter, died Monday at his home in Minneapolis, Minnesota. He was 93.
When I hear your new ideas, I'm reminded of that ad, "Where's the beef?"
Yeah. Democrat lawmakers last week introduced legislation to ban the sale and possession of firearm suppressors, known as silencers. The 2021 Help Empower Americans to Respond Act would ban the sale, importation, manufacturing, and possession of silencers. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Kentucky Representative Republican James Comer weighs in on Fox News the issue of statehood for Washington, D.C.
Now, when you have Joe Manchin already on the record saying he's not going to support ending the filibuster and he's not inclined to vote to pack the court, then the Democrats realize they need to go to Plan B. And Plan B is to create two new Democrat Senate seats. And with respect to representation in Washington, D.C., I'm the ranking member of the House Oversight Committee. Eleanor Norton is on the committee as well. And she is a very vocal member of the committee. So Washington, D.C. has a delegate in Congress. And again, I don't think there's a city in America that's better represented in Congress than Washington, D.C.
The State Department said Monday that the U.S. ambassador to Russia, John Sullivan, will now be returning to the United States this week before returning to Moscow in the coming weeks. Sullivan had indicated he intended to stand his ground and stay in Russia after the Kremlin advised him to return home to talk with his team. USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Jackson County, Texas, Sheriff A.J. Lauderback tells Fox News what he is witnessing as the border crisis continues.
Well, if you're here in Texas, I'm not that far from the border, but the geography puts me right in the middle of the national corridor headed into Houston, number one human trafficking drug corridor hub here in Texas. What that means here, and I think that the most valid point that I can make is in every town hall, I was at one yesterday evening where the public expressed the extreme fear that these policies have promoted. I don't think that the Biden administration understands that perception from people. I have several trains that come through the county that numerous times over the past have been laden with illegal aliens who are being smuggled into the country or arriving in the country. A little bit different than the ones who are simply just walking in and by policy from the Biden administration are able able to be transported into the country. So these are the things that probably mean the most to myself and law enforcement here in Texas, is the overall abject fear that people are having with this. It's a constant flow of narcotics, yes, the constant flow of illegal aliens, but that spawns an attitude here within our communities of lawlessness.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's what we do, is we're committed to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. The whole truth and nothing but, ladies and gentlemen, that's our promise to you. And look at this is a participation sport, by the way, which means, I can't do it all myself. I'm one man, almost like our next guest talks about in Vox Clamantis in Deserto, like one man crying out in the desert. An iconoclast, we're going to be talking about his new book, and that's the title of it. An iconoclast looks at four failed administrations. George Liebman is with us. George is a Baltimore lawyer with the firm of Liebman and Shively, PA. He's a graduate of Dartmouth College with high distinction in government and of the University of Chicago Law School. He's held various positions in Maryland, including assisting the governor, Maryland's highest court, counsel to its Department of Social Services, and others. Author of many books and essays on political and legal affairs because he can't help himself. George, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Well, good to talk to you.
George, I say you can't help yourself. There's just something about political and legal affairs. You're constantly trying to, square up sometimes circles and just find justice, and it's a never-ending fight, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, and I've been very impartial about it because my book comments on two Democratic and two Republican administrations and doesn't have too many good things to say about any of them.
Well, and I think what we are discovering and what we've gone through recently and even in the show as well, George, is that politics is really, I think that there is some distinction and there's some art form to it and benefit when it is exercised properly and in its lane to serve the people. But when it gets into self-serving, then it does its own injustice. And what you point out in your book, when I look at it, at the end of the day, it's not about serving we the people. It's about serving a party or a particular, a particular personal objective. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I think that two big reasons why the quality of American leadership has deteriorated so much in the last 50 years, which it has, I think, since the beginning of the Kennedy administration. The first is the direct primary system, which really got underway with Kennedy's victory over Humphrey and Johnson in the West Virginia primary in 1960. Mm-hmm. And the second reason is the erosion of the horizontal division of power between the nation and the states, which meant that all kinds of divisive social and moral issues that used not to be subjects of national politics now are involved in national politics, with the result mm-hmm. you never get a clear judgment about anything.
Did we lose federalism in the process here?
Yeah, I mean, to a large extent we have. I mean, mm-hmm. it would have been inconceivable to have controversies about abortion or gay rights or marriage and divorce or even the criminal justice system previously or the school system. And these were state matters, and they weren't in national politics. National politics was about foreign policy and the national economy.
Is there any way, George, in your perspective, is there any way that this can be reversed, or are the cows so far out the barn that we just have to find a way to live with this?
Well, the selection of presidential candidates can very easily be reversed. It doesn't even mm-hmm. require a statute, let alone a constitutional amendment. The political parties mm-hmm. can do it simply by constituting their conventions of superdelegates, elected governors, elected mayors, elected congresspeople. Because when the political conventions were formed that way, and basically they were increasingly until the 1950s, decreasingly until the 1950s, the smoke-filled room, as it was called, always produced, or usually produced, moderate and at least competent people, because the people choosing them knew something about them. In 1952, for instance, it was widely known that Estes Kefauver drank too much. And even though he won presidential primaries, he didn't get nominated. And even though it didn't appear in the papers, the political class, if you will, knew that this was a problem. And it would have been inconceivable in the 20s, 30s, in the progressive era even, for somebody like Goldwater or even Carter or Clinton to be nominated, simply on the ground of inexperience apart from everything else. When you had people, they were choosing people like Theodore Roosevelt, William Howard Taft, Charles Evans Hughes, Woodrow Wilson. They're mm-hmm. just a totally different breed of cat from the kind of people we've been getting in recent years.
Exactly. Well, let's help us understand this further, George, and how this would look like. Let's just say 2024. How would this break down? How would the Democrats handle this? How would the Republicans handle it? And, of course, the Democrats, I think, you know, they are so committed right now with this progressive agenda, it's probably a bigger leap for them to make this move than it would be for the Republicans. Would you think?
I don't know. I mean, I just have to think that if the Democrats in the Senate, the Democratic governors, were asked to pick a nominee, they don't have a strong bench. I mean, that's one of the problems.
Right.
But there are people, Mark Warner, Tim Kaine, who don't frighten people, at least. I mean, they should be able to find a non-frightening candidate, which they haven't been able to do lately. And the Republicans, for their part, I mean, you have to remember that Trump would never, ever have been nominated by a conventional political convention, because the only elected politician who supported him the first time was Jeff Sessions. We know what happened to him, but, you know, if you put all the congressmen and governors together, he's the last person they would have picked.
Mm-hmm. No, you're exactly right. With the Democratic... I mean, are they looking for somebody in an ideal situation? Are they looking for somebody that has, you know, some political acumen and, let's just say, some raw intelligence? Or, I mean, because we've had some pretty intellectual people, you know, when you look back in the past. And I think that we did learn something with somebody like with Donald Trump in terms of executive experience. You know, if we could have some sort of hybrid of somebody who is really a true CEO that understood how to be a chief executive officer, you know, to have that and to have some, you know, some intelligence and political acumen, you know, that would be the ideal candidate, don't you think?
Usually in the past, there was a preference for that reason for governors.
Mm-hmm.
You look at, you know, Wilson, who was governor of New Jersey, Charles Evans Hughes, who was governor of New York, Roosevelt, who was governor of New York. course, Eisenhower was an executive. Reagan, in his way, was an executive in California.
Right.
When you've got senators and congressmen tend to be good at shooting their mouths off, but under the present system, particularly, when you no longer have indirect election by state legislatures, when campaign finance bulks so large, the quality of the Senate isn't what it used to be.
And it's interesting to hear you say that, and I want to unravel that just a little bit, only because of what Nancy Pelosi had to say recently. We're talking with George Liebman, and we've got more from George after this. Stay with us.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent. We are Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, as we are committed to pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. George Liebman, a Baltimore lawyer with the firm Liebman and Shively, PA, is with us. We're talking about his new book, and he's taking a look at four failed administrations in Vox Clamantos in Deserto. This takes me back to my old Baltimore boys days, so whenever I can speak Latin, George, you know how you bless me. You know, with by being able to read the title of your book. So thank you for doing that. But you are, in a sense, like a one crying out in the wilderness. Just, you know, me crying out to reasonable Americans to say, look, are you happy with what you're getting in these politicians, especially at these higher level of offices, presidents of the United States, other people that are supposed to represent us? I mean, you know, we can talk about the failed administration, but there's also a long host of failed, you know, public officials that we keep electing into office that are just not serving the people correctly. But let's talk about the four. Do you want to start with Bill Clinton?
Yeah, I mean, when people elected him, they knew. I mean, it was understood that he was a philanderer, but he had a, you know, a rather superficial record as governor of Arkansas. He is not someone who the Democratic Congress would have chosen, or the Democratic governors would have chosen. But we got him anyway, and he, along with Kennedy, Carter, Obama, was representative of what I would call the "what the hell do I do now" syndrome. These were not people with serious political commitments. They were people with personal ambitions. And when he got into office, he didn't know what he wanted to do. And, of course, the first thing was gays in the military, which was an absurd note to start on.
Right.
And after 8 years, there was really no record of achievement. In the last 4 years, he spent defending himself against an impeachment trial. And his enduring legacy was, you know, I had some English cousins who said it was absurd that he was in this sex scandal. But, of course, if he lied to a grand jury, he would have to resign. Of course, he didn't resign. And that really lowered standards across the board from what we expect from our public officials.
Yeah. Then, what he unleashed on the culture, I still maintain, you know, a sexual revolution of a whole nother order that we could have therapists all lined up forever to discuss, you know, how that impacted people.
Yeah.
But
well, that was the legacy of 1968. You know, that was the.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
He was the first representative of that generation, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, unfortunately. And the thing is that. You know, Bill Clinton, I mean, as far as the legacy is concerned, he can be thankful, I believe, for Newt Gingrich and what the Republicans did, because they really did save his presidency, didn't they?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, the major achievement of his presidency was welfare reform and a somewhat, for a while, responsible fiscal policy.
Mm-hmm.
And both of those were the Republican Congress, not him. And, of course, the only legislative achievement was the expansion of the earned income tax credit, which was a Nixon administration innovation originally.
Mm-hmm.
But the book is a series of snapshots, and I think people will find it entertaining for that reason. You can get it on Amazon and just look up Vox Clamantos, and there it is for $22 or $10 roughly in a Kindle. And
right.
I think people will be entertained by it because there are about 120 different things in it, so there's something for every taste.
Yeah, exactly. No, and there's it's a quick read the way you've laid it out. You know, the book at first blush can be a bit imposing, but as you get into it, like you said, it's to the point in whatever it is that may be of particular interest to you. But you read it, and then you have a moment of meditation to think, wow, you know, what the heck happened? So here, you know, you address Bill Clinton. You know, and I think James Carville said the same thing. They never thought in a million years that Bill Clinton would be elected at that point. They were really setting him up for the following cycle because they thought, well, they're going to have to deal with all the philandering and the, you know, the sexual, you know, problems that he was having, that they didn't expect him to get elected. So, you know, maybe that's why he was so ill-prepared, is that he just never thought he was going to get elected.
Well, the same, of course, was true of Trump. And then, and of Carter. I mean, Carter was again a person who didn't have much of an agenda. But and then of course Bush, the younger Bush, here you had somebody who hadn't seriously thought about anything until he was in his 40s, and that really cost him. I think the press would be doing a service if it focused more on the intellectual preparation of presidential candidates, and particularly their undergraduate years. Mm-hmm. There's one thing all these people have in common is that they squandered their undergraduate years. Clinton was a gifted crammer. Bush was right. A terrible student. Obama also was a crammer, and mm-hmm. Trump was no great student either. And mm-hmm. when you compare these people with some of the people in the past, I mean, even Franklin Roosevelt, although he wasn't a great student, was a serious one. And you had people like Wilson Hughes, Teddy Roosevelt, William Howard Taft. There's just no. These people came into office with some knowledge mm-hmm. of history and literature, and you right. never saw a historical or literary reference in the speeches of any of our last four presidents.
Good point. Yeah, interesting. You witness a lot of charm, and charm covers up, you know, these inequities that you point out, whether it's, President Obama, President Clinton, and certainly Donald Trump in his own way as well. I mean, very charming people. And I have found, George, in my experience, people who lead with charm, get away with a lot.
Yeah. I mean, I recently have been trying to write about the Tafts in American politics, and they were not charming people. They were just extremely intelligent. Mm-hmm. And, they've been lost, but they saw beyond the moment in a way that our mm-hmm. contemporary politicians don't. And it's misfortune. Coming to the Obama, mm-hmm. I mean, the question about Obama, he managed the considerable feat of making race relations worse, whereas everybody hoped that he would cause the problem to go away. Oh,
exactly.
And then in addition to that, I mean, he is another case of somebody who took office without knowing what he wanted to do. Why one would have chosen health care as a priority given the state of our high schools, I don't understand. I mean, it seems to me the worst problem we've got today is the high schools. We have people who are not only illiterate in historical and literary terms, but are not vocationally trained. And the Far East are beating the pants off us industrially for that reason, and yet mm-hmm. nothing's being done about it. I don't think his was a very constructive administration. It's
surprising when you think because of he and Michelle's educational background, even, for people of color, what he could have done and how he could have influenced, a generation in a way that, talk about a lost legacy.
Yeah, no, it's a great shame. At times he recognized it, but, he said he couldn't do anything about the drug war because he was black and then the politicians would land on him, and he did. That's no excuse. I mean, this is like mm-hmm. Stanley Baldwin in the 1930s, the British prime minister who said that he couldn't have called for rearmament because he would have lost the next election. I mean, that's not an excuse for a politician.
Right. No. Well, there's no doubt that America, I'd say, even the world for that matter, is in search of a politician with courage, intelligence, with veritas, and with a heart for the people. And we're still looking.
Political parties have to get their acts together, and it shouldn't mm-hmm. be that difficult. It involves changing the convention rules, first of all. Mm-hmm. And last of all, yes. The nominating process that's really the Achilles heel that has given us these dismal choices.
Well, George, we got to have you back because I'd like to deal with those two particular issues specifically. George Liebman has been with us. Thank you, George. Take care.
Thank you, sir.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amounts 500,000 and greater. 1.45 discount points apply. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Judge Peter Cahill, presiding over the Derek Chauvin trial, speaks out against the inflammatory remarks made by Representative Maxine Waters, the Democrat from California, over the weekend.
Well, I'll give you that Congresswoman Waters may have given you something on appeal that may result in this whole trial being overturned. I wish elected officials would stop talking about this case, especially in a manner that is disrespectful to the rule of law.
The trial is now in the hands of the jury and will continue deliberations Tuesday. Walter Mondale, the former vice president under Jimmy Carter, died Monday at his home in Minneapolis, Minnesota. He was 93.
When I hear your new ideas, I'm reminded of that ad. Where's the beef?
Yeah.
Democrat lawmakers last week introduced legislation to ban the sale and possession of firearm suppressors, known as silencers. The 2021 Help Empower Americans to Respond Act would ban the sale, importation, manufacturing, and possession of silencers. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Opinion really does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
Oh, we got to let this song play out for a little bit. Head bob, okay? Keep head bobbing. Turn it up. Oh, yeah, we can call him out. Al Parada. We love to call him out. Al Parada, the managing editor at Stream.org, joins us now. Happy Tuesday to you, Al. How you doing, buddy?
Okay, just getting my exercise, dancing to the tune. Yeah, my exercise for the day.
Yeah, get the neck wrinkles out, you know, the whole deal, because head bobbing is it's a good exercise to do, whole deal. Yeah. Meanwhile, all eyes are on Minnesota, huh?
Oh, my gosh, yes. That's going to be a mess. And that doesn't help when you have the mayor saying that no matter what the jury says, he died at the hand. George Floyd died at the hands of police. Obviously, it didn't help having Maxine Waters go up there and do her Maxine Waters thing, which is to incite riots and lead to death and destruction, usually of minorities. It's pretty tense.
Yeah, when do we, you know, have enough common sense to look at the Maxine Waters, the Nancy Pelosi's, the Gerald Nadler's and Adam Schiff and, you know, just go on down the list and ask the question, are you helping or hurting? You know, and what Annie Maxie is doing here is, it's a clear, clear intrusionary, self-interested limelight deal. You know, let her go down, you know, like she's got a, other than, I guess maybe because of her color, she can go down there and act like as if, you know, she cares for the people there in Minnesota, like, you know, she cares for her own district. I mean, she doesn't even live in her own district. You know, what does she, you know, care a big whoop about, you know, what's happening, you know, what's happening there? And let's just raise everybody's ire and burn down some more buildings. I'd be curious to run an, you know, a tally to see how many buildings and how many jobs she's responsible for destroying with her rhetoric. And yet, you know, by contrast, you have what she said was, I thought, you know, was quite inflammatory. And she's one of the ones that was yelling and screaming quite loud after January the 6th. And, you know, oh, we needed to impeach Donald Trump.
Yeah, somehow peacefully and patriotically protest is inciting violence, but get confrontational while standing at an anti-police rally after you've been escorted by the police because you insisted on having a police escort because, hey, it's right. Dangerous down there. Right. That's the arrogance of it. But it's like, but I started actually thinking about this yesterday, that the problem might be that she's a pyromaniac, but she's too lazy to set the fires herself.
Yeah.
Because she's like, because she's basically pouring gasoline on it, just like she did in Los Angeles when I was there, and mm-hmm. just pouring gasoline on a situation, and people are going to die. And I'm glad Congress is, you know, McCarthy's talking about censor, but then when you have Nancy Pelosi saying, "Yeah, there's no reason to apologize."
Right?
What? What did she say? You know, it's like,
well, let's censor her too for being stupid, because come on, yeah. Common sense is going to tell you she's adding fuel to the fire here. With all due respect. And let's be real about this. She's not helping the situation. She's raising the bar of expectation so that there is a desired outcome that the Democrats, Nancy Pelosi and et al., are desired for. I mean, they don't care about Minnesota. They don't care about the citizens there and what they're going to have to deal with, the jobs that are lost, what they're going to have to do to rebuild the city. And emotions and all that. And as we were talking about earlier, Al, the thing is, what people need to pause for just a moment and realize, it's a small percentage of people that are wreaking all this havoc. A small percentage, but they're very activated, they're very emotional and inflamed right now. And I'm not saying they don't have a right. I'm not saying, you know, let's, you know, throw it all out the door. But by the same token, I mean, if, you know, the very thing that people of color are asking for is justice. Well, justice is blind, and it goes both ways. You just cannot go in and think, oh, okay, this is, you know, street justice. This is the way I expect the outcome to come. And if it doesn't happen that way, then you're gonna pay for it. And then what kind of ramifications does that create down the road?
Well, here's the wacky thing. The judge yesterday in the trial said, you know, basically said, her Maxine Waters' comment are going to give you the grounds of appeal.
Yes.
Should he be convicted? So even in terms of the goal of getting this guy, if you want this guy in prison for the rest of his life or however long, you've just undercut that by what you said. Because you're basically intimidating the jury.
Exactly. Well, they're doing the same thing in a sense, Al. They're doing the same thing that, which, I mean, you can only liken it a little bit. I think there's some differences, but when you look at it in the broader context, what, you know, the people did by storming the Capitol on January the 6th, they really halted the process to be able to go through and look at these different states and to, you know, put pressure on, you know, on the choices that were made, how they manipulated the electoral process. And that stopped. As soon as they broke the law, it gave Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats all the cover they needed to just shut everything down. And to the point that the Republicans, all of a sudden, did you notice on the floor, all of a sudden there was all these Republican spines just lying on the floor?
Yeah, yeah. Which gets you, you know, again, begs the question, who benefited? And so who would have had motivation to stir things up like that, that on January 6th?
Of course.
So, I mean.
And this is what they're finding out. and who benefited, and they realize, which is, you know, like it needs a genius to figure out that somebody infiltrated, disguised as Trump supporters. They infiltrated the deal, and probably most of them who did break into, and I mean literally broke in, there were other people that were just let in. And I think that there were some innocent people who were Trump supporters that were told by the guards, well, here, come this way. And they went that way, and they're, it was like they were on a tour, you know? Yeah. You see that footage there, and you go, I mean, the whole mixed message and the optics of it, you come away scratching your head, and you go, what was this all about? And then over here on the side, you got a young woman, a veteran, getting shot, you know, a police officer, Capitol Police officer, shooting into a crowd. I mean, mm-hmm. I don't know what laws of engagement tell you that it's okay to shoot on American citizens in a crowd and to be able to get away with it. And yet here we have a situation in Minnesota where you've got a police officer, you know, arguably endangering an individual to the point that he dies, that may or may not have resulted from him kneeling on the guy. And this guy's going through all kinds of hell and whatever. I mean, the glaring contrast of what's happening in our justice system is shocking, Al.
Yeah, I mean, the situation, the Capitol is so complex because where she was breaking in, where she was breaking through. But still, again, what incited it? The guy who was like the Antifa guy who was there, who was instigating stuff. The guy who had the CNN documentary. Mm-hmm. Person with him, the guy who's filming everything.
Right, exactly.
He's shouting, gun. So yeah. If you're a cop, you're seeing somebody come through, you're seeing a crowd go into an area that is incredibly a secure area, and somebody's yelling, gun, you've now just jacked that situation up for the officers.
Right, you're thinking, okay, exactly.
About the fire. So, again, it is tragic, but again, the fact that we don't know who this officer is. Why not? Why do we have to wait till yesterday to have the coroner, the chief medical examiner in D.C. release the official cause of death of the officer?
Or Swetnick,
Swetnick.
Yeah.
You know, why did 3 months? They knew the family was sent right away. It was natural causes. He was
right,
but we had to make it official. Why? Because it was a narrative.
Exactly. It's all manipulated by those that manipulate. And who do we know that are famous for manipulating but the Democrats, Nancy Pelosi, the mainstream media? This is why they become, you know, known as fake news, because they're all part and parcel of anything but the truth. More from Al Parada after this. Stay with us.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important quality that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Let me get right back to you. Sandra, those banners flew out tonight. Can you pack them?
Indeed. And those unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
On machine 4?
Like at Monica's print shop. To fulfill orders on time, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey, our conversation with Al Parada continues. He is the managing editor at Stream.org. Well, Al, Joe Biden finally admitted to the obvious. We've got a border crisis on our hands.
Yeah, and then the White House immediately turned around and said, oh, that's not our official policy. And they denied him ice cream. They wouldn't let him have ice cream Saturday night because he said it.
Yes.
But, so yesterday they made a big deal yesterday of saying, oh, what he was referring to was not the border, our border. He was referring to what's going on in Guatemala. That's a crisis. That's what when he used the word crisis, that's what he was talking about. He's not talking about what's going on at our border with, the children and, the massive surge and the chaos, the disease, the sexual assaults. No, he's not. That's what it was. He wasn't talking about that. So he can get away with his own policy.
Exactly.
We're
coming to 100 days of this administration. Is there something good? I mean, he reverses most all of the Donald Trump policies that were working, that had unemployment to its all-time lowest, had us energy independent for the first time in our lifetimes, Al. At every turn, we had five Arab states ready to make peace with Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Iran was where they needed to be and pondering their future. Iraq the same way. China was put on notice. What Donald Trump inherited in terms of national security, was an absolute fiasco. Biden and Obama had compromised our country for self-interest on many levels. I mean, there was so much, I maintain, with the Obama administration that was all based on theory. I mean, forget about empirical evidence. Forget about history. Hey, let's try and make a round peg fit into a square hole here. Just 'cause. Yeah. and it didn't work. And so now you get somebody like Donald Trump, who they abhor. But, you know, it's like this guy's got a proven track record. And you go, well, no, I mean, that's like going, you're going into game seven of the World Series. And you got this guy that every time he comes up, he hits home runs. But you say, you know, Barack Obama is now the coach. And, and Biden is the manager. And they say, nah, sit him out. Just sit him out. We're going to put somebody else in. Well, yeah, but the guy you want to replace him with, you know, he's barely batting a buck and a quarter. You know, that's not really good. No, don't worry about it. We're going to put him in. I mean, this is kind of decisions that come out of the likes of Joe Biden and Barack Obama. And somehow the Democrats sit there and they're like in la la land and they don't understand why conservatives and the Republicans are infuriated with this kind of stuff, because they keep making these stupid decisions that cost the people money, they cost us resources, they compromise our national security. Stop me when I've said enough.
Yeah. Our same contributor, George Janik, did an article a couple weeks ago. It's basically an open letter to the rational Democrats in the real world who are saying, do you buy this idea of him, the Biden administration, changing policies that are working? It's one thing that's philosophical differences, but and you get that. That's part of the deal. But right, there are things that were working, and Biden is canceling them just because they had Trump's name on them. Do you think that's the right thing to do? And that's a wonderful point. And then you make the same beautiful point. There's so much to do in the world. The inbox of a president is so full every day. Why are you making it your mission in life to eliminate anything that Trump had to do with? Even it makes no sense. It is irrational. Mm-hmm. Like you said, the Middle East process was working. Who cares that it had Trump's name on it? It was working. Mm-hmm. Peace was breaking out. And nations, like you said, nations, other more nations are ready to sign on to the Abraham Accords. We haven't heard anything about that in 3 months.
Oh, no. And you're not going to. You're not going to, because that's pretty much in the box at this point. We were just talking with George Liebman, who has written a great book and taking a look at four failed presidencies. You know, two Democrats, two Republicans. They had his reasons, you know, before it. And being an old Catholic boy, altar boy, I should say. I love the title of it, Vox Clamantis in Deserto, like a voice crying in the desert, right? And this is it. I mean, he's like pointing this out. And, you know, part of the problem we've had is the intellect of some people. I mean, there's lots that go into becoming a president of the United States. But in their right minds, would the Democratic Party have chosen Joe Biden to be their standard bearer? I mean, the fix was in behind some really cloudy, smoke-filled rooms to come up with Joe Biden to be, you know, the president. And what leads you to believe that he was probably the most malleable individual they could have, because Bernie Sanders, there was no way they were going to control him. Joe Biden, especially with his obvious, you know, mental capacity right now, easily malleable, and to the point that, I keep hearing Barack Obama saying when he was asked would he be interested in running for a third term if that came up, he goes, no, I don't want to do that. But if I could be in the ear of the president and, you know, influence, if not direct policy, you know, I might be open for that gig. Well, this is what you're left with to wonder, because this is the question I hear over and over again, Al. I don't know about you, but people are asking me, who's in charge here? Who's running this banana plant here?
And when there's the absence of that there's a vacuum at the top, which there is with Joe Biden, the different factions will be fighting to fill that. I mean, there's you got the Obama side of things. Oh, it's got the old Joe Biden machine fighting. Harris is probably pushing, you know, even though she's Obama's choice in a way. She wants to push in there a little bit.
I mean, where is she showing up for work, Al?
That's the funny thing. You want to do something interesting? Go to the White House Flickr page. Mm-hmm. And notice how many photos there are of Harris in action versus Joe Biden in action. It's almost like it's her Flickr page in a way. But again, there are probably people are pushing her, you know, pushing her aside, you know, so out of.
Well, you got to know AOC, AOC and Tlaib and them. I mean, are you kidding me? I mean, this is in a way, it's like watching roller derby and the girl, it's girl skate right now and elbows are flying. It's hysterical. Yeah.
Yeah. And the thing is, our enemies will be will be using that.
Of course.
They're going to be playing the different sides. They'll be playing different people off each other, different power centers. The Valley Jarrett, like Iran, will be playing with Valley Jarrett and Kerry. China. And Biden. So it'll be like, hey, Joe, hey, what's going on with these other people trying to push, you know, manipulate you? Yeah. And it's just, it causes chaos. It causes, our enemies are going to use it. If the nation is without a real leader,
yes,
it's by committee. Again, this idea that Joe Biden described what is obviously a border crisis as a border crisis is a pretty much of a no-brainer. It shouldn't even be worth talking about. But then they meet the White House immediately through his advisors, and Psaki are like saying, "No, he didn't mean that. It's not that's not the White House policy. That's he wasn't referring to our border. He was referring to something." When he clearly wasn't.
That's pretty bad when you're correcting the President of the United States. When your comms director, your press secretary is correcting you.
They're stating the obvious. When the President said the sky was blue, he was actually speaking of the conditions on Mars when they did the
right, exactly.
The little thing yesterday. No, I mean, it's like, what? Why are you even talking about it? Why are you afraid to use the word? Because they could because of language control. You
right.
Control of language.
Totally.
You can't call them.
Well, and the deal is that, and you have the ICE agents, you have the border agents right there, just saying, look, you could fix this thing tomorrow. Tomorrow, Al. And that is by re-embracing the policies that Trump had in place. Even the president of Mexico, I mean, he's disgusted in dealing with the Biden administration. I mean, it's like all of a sudden these people are stuck in a bucket of gum going nowhere.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the sad thing, because in this case, you're dealing with the lives of children and there's a human cost, there's a human tragedy going on down there, and it is so unnecessary. You know, something, tragedies happen in life, bad things happen in life, but this was an engineered situation. It did not have to happen. This was the inevitable result of what happens when you basically put up a big, come on in, sign, and hey, we're
going to do exactly. I'm sure President Xi is saying, you know, sometimes you have to be thankful for your competition. Because there's such an extraordinary level of incompetence on display here at every turn, whether we're talking about the border, whether we're talking about energy, whether we're talking about, you know, remember when the Trump administration was going out, they called out China for, the human devastation that they were enacting on the Uyghurs. And of course, we just got a report here, from a doctor, how they're going out and sterilizing the Uyghurs. And of course, we've already heard of the stories of, organ harvesting that's taking place there. It's absolutely disgusting, you know, the human devastation that's taking place. And the World Health Organization, the international community, they're just shrugging out.
It's like our enemies are laughing and our Uncle Sam is weeping.
Amen. Al Parada, he is the managing editor at Stream.org. Stream.org is where you need to go to be in the flow of the know, as we say. Thank you, Al.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Frustrated.